right, we'll bring Senate Business and Labor to order. Will the secretary take the roll?
Vice Chair Vance?
Here.
Vice Chair Boland?
She's excused.
Senator Ellsworth?
Excused.
Senator Fox?
Here.
Senator Gauthier?
Present.
Senator Gillespie?
Here.
Senator Pope?
Here.
Senator Small?
Here.
Senator Smith?
He's here.
Senator Sweeney?
Here.
Chairman Fitzpatrick?
Here. All right, good morning, committee. We're just going to do executive action on two bills. They're going to be the two Senate bills, which we need to report out today. There's going to be Senate Bill 395 and the Senate Bill 407. So the first one, 395, is the Senator Hertz's bill. That's the Pharmacy Benefit Manager Oversight Act. And the other one is the one we heard by Senator O'Brien on the high-quality child care business development grants. So there are some amendments. I think we'll give everybody how much, I guess, since Senator Boland isn't here, Senator Pope, what do you guys want for time? 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think 10 minutes. It'll take a few minutes. I'm sure Carly's trying to get on.
Okay.
I spoke to her earlier. She's planning to be here, so I'll track her down with Mike and Mark Sweeney as well, I think. Is Mark in the room?
Okay. Yeah, Senator Sweeney is here. So why don't we just come back at, say, 11:10?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be in recess till 11:10. Thank you.
Hey, Carly. Chris started a group call. We're on EA.
We're on signal.
We're on signal, Carly. We're on signal.
Senator Boland, you're muted.
Yeah. Chris started a group call on signal.
Hey, Carly, we're on signal. Yes, we are on signal right now during EA. They already opened the meeting.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so we're on signal right now. Yeah, we're in EA and we're on signal right now, Carly.
Okay.
All right, we'll bring Senate Business Labor back to order. We'll go into executive action. We'll start with Senate Bill 395, Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 395.
All right, committee. There are a couple amendments, but I have talked with the sponsor, and we've agreed that I won't offer these amendments. The idea was is that we would pass this bill out, and if the sponsor wants to get it amended, it can be amended another place. And the reason for that is we're kind of approaching a critical deadline, and I didn't want to have a problem with getting a committee report signed and read over the rostrum. So unless anybody wants those amendments offered, I'll open up discussion on the bill. All right, seeing none, let's, Senator Pope, go ahead.
Yeah, just a question for clarification, Mr. Chair. There was some concern about this bill impacting 340B programs in the state of Montana, which is for, as I understand it, for lower income Medicaid type parts of our population. And I'm just curious, if we were to pass this, then we don't really have any assurance that the amendments will come on. They were asked by the healthcare, you know, the Blue Cross Blue Shields of the world, and everybody was saying with amendments we would be a support this. So are we voting on the chance that there might be amendments, or will amendments be offered?
It's my understanding, thank you for the question. It's my understanding Senator Hertz is going to request them at a different point in the process, just not here in the committee process. They could be offered on the floor. They could be offered in the House. They can be offered anywhere. I just, you know, because we are at such a close deadline, I figured the best idea just to get this out of committee without hitting the transmittal deadline would be to pass it out. And, you know, if you wanted to offer those amendments on the floor, I think that would be fine as well. All right, any further discussion? All right, let's try we'll do a roll call vote on this one.
Roll call vote for Senate Bill 395, do pass, Vice Chair Vance.
Yes.
Vice Chair Boland.
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Fox.
Yes.
Senator Gauthier.
Yes.
Senator Gillespie.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Small.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Senator Sweeney.
Yes.
Chairman Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
All right, so Senate Bill 395 has passed out. All right, we have Senate Bill 407. This is the one by Senator O'Brien. Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 407.
All right, committee, this is the one that we heard, I believe, last Thursday on child care business development grants. There are some amendments. I have not talked with the sponsor, so I mean, I guess we will offer the amendments and we can discuss them as we want. I believe the first amendment is one requested by the sponsor, and I'll move the amendment. I'll move amendment SB407.1.1. And I don't have a copy of it, so maybe Ms. Sullivan could tell us what that amendment does.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So this amendment just changes the agency responsible for the program from the Department of Commerce to the Department of Labor and Industry, as requested by the Department of Labor and Industry. And then another change occurs on lines 21 and 22 in new section 1, and it just it states that the quality rating and improvement system that the business needs to adhere by is the one that's established by the Department of Public Health and Human Services in this state instead of the National Association, Mr. Chair.
All right, so discussion on this amendment. All right, seeing none, let's just try a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the amendment carries. I'll move the second amendment, which is the one requested by Senator Gauthier. I'll move amendment SB 407.1.2. And maybe Senator Gauthier, do you want to explain this one for us?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment is basically putting just a couple more sideboards on the actual bill, making sure that the actual person applying for the grant monies has actual daycare license. They have to have a business plan established. And I think I had one other thing in there. And either way, it puts on some sideboards that would require them to work a little bit. So in fact, if they actually ever did get these funds, they would have actually had to work to get them, and it's a good idea. So I support the amendment.
All right, discussion on the amendment, Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I apologize for being tardy. I really like the amendment, and but I do have one question, and I don't know if it needs a conceptual amendment. But in the title, it still says Department of Commerce. And that needs to be changed to the Department of Labor and Industry, or will the First Amendment take care of that?
What was the other bill?
The First Amendment does.
First Amendment should have addressed that. But we can have staff follow up with that later.
Okay.
I think Mrs. Sullivan could probably answer that.
Senator Pope.
Yes, Mr. Chair, just a quick question for the amendment sponsor, Senator Gauthier.
Yes.
Did the sponsor of the bill, did you run this by her is she aware of it?
Yes, we had a probably a 10-minute conversation about this, and she agreed to the amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. Let's try voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. The amendment carries. Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 407 as twice amended.
All right. Committee discussion on the bill. Senator Sweeney.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to say that I think this is, at this point in time, probably one of the most crucial pieces of legislation I've seen come through here. It addresses small business needs, family needs, and at a time when I think there's money out there to be able to move this along. So I think it's very important. Thanks.
Any further discussion? All right, let's do a roll call vote.
Roll call vote for due pass as twice amended Senate Bill 407, Vice Chair Vance.
No.
Vice Chair Boland.
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth.
No, by proxy.
Senator Fox.
Yes.
Senator Gauthier.
Yes.
Senator Gillespie.
No.
Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Small.
No.
Senator Smith.
No.
Senator Sweeney.
Yes.
Chairman Fitzpatrick.
No.
So the bill fails with 6 no's and 5 yeses.
Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move to table Senate Bill 407.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote on this one.
Roll call vote to table Senate Bill 407, Vice Chair Vance.
Yes.
Vice Chair Boland.
No.
Senator Ellsworth.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Fox.
No.
Senator Gauthier.
Yes.
Senator Gillespie.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
No.
Senator Small.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Senator Sweeney.
No.
Chairman Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
The bill is tabled with 7 yeses and 4 noes.
All right. We'll go out of executive action. That's all I had today, committee. The next time we're going to be back is going to be Friday at 9 o'clock. There's a couple bills trickling over from the House, and we'll hear those bills on Friday. And then hopefully we will do the rest of our executive action at that time. So unless there's anything further, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.